Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So you've run nearly 8 miles already?
I've run 8 miles.
Oh, good for you, man. Amazing.
Well, I was hoping to run longer, but I spent a long time in the bathroom.
Good times. And so they step forth the first run, the reign of King Charles III. Here comes Deering. Tomkinson cresting the first corner.
Did you watch it?
You shifted. No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, mate, I watched it.
I know, I think everyone in the world did. It was a lonely, disenfranchising business.
Yeah, no.
Not watching it. But, you know,
you just didn't want to watch it. That's it. No, I must say I loved it. I loved it.
People did. The weird thing was a lot of people watched it and didn't. And then I'm thinking, well, don't watch it then.
Then why did you watch it? Yeah.
That's the craziest position.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's the thing about it, isn't it? Either watch it or don't watch it. But yeah. You don't have to moan about it.
No.
Everyone's like, it's like North Korea. The BBC. No, it's not, actually. It's really a long way from North Korea.
I've run 8 miles here.
Yeah.
And we're just running, going to get on the Parkland walk and get up to the woods for the first time in a little while.
Yeah.
And I would like to run further because trying to get... I kind of keep having to sneak up on my long training runs.
Right.
And I think it's sort of partly logistical, but it's partly psychological as well.
Yeah.
I really need to get my head around doing these marathons. So, yeah, let's get some more miles, and then after you, I'll do some more miles, and then I'll have done a lot of miles.
Keep doing the miles.
How does that sound? It's a nice day for it.
Keep doing the miles. Listen, I have to talk about the wedding. I have to talk about watching it.
The wedding?
Yeah, I mean, not the wedding, the funeral. The funeral.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to give them the scene before we...
No, that's fair enough. I mean, only because I had a friend who came down from Manchester. I take it you didn't join the queue either. You didn't queue.
What was amazing about the queue is that it was so culturally ubiquitous for a couple of days. Again, it shows up the flaws in my social networks is just the same half dozen jokes as if made up by different people.
Right.
No one saying, oh, so-and-so did a good joke. People just saying, you know what the funny thing about it is? It's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
You're the dozenth person who said it today.
Yeah.
Honestly, anyway, so yes, I didn't... But I know good people did, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, Tim Vine did. It's one of those things that I actually wish I had. I didn't. I was a bit lazy, and I fell over on Saturday, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I saw a wound on your knee. This is... you fell over on Saturday, after our park run? Or is this Saturday just gone?
This week I fell over.
Okay.
On this bit of ground, actually, so I have to be careful. But yeah, Viney went on it, old Tim Vine.
Yeah.
My friend came down from Manchester, joined the queue, queued all night, got there at 5 a.m, and was going to see it through, but then he sort of rang me broken at about 9:30.
And we got him round the house and fed him and we watched it on the telly. It was like, these people just queued all night and then just stayed up all the next... I literally don't know how they did it.
Well, I think part of it is, whether it comes off or not, it's a bit like me going off too fast, is you just think, well, I'm just going to do it. And then you get to
I'm going to do it. It's just
wow,
like,
this is really hard.
Yeah, he got to about half six in the morning. But also he got to the stage in the morning where everyone else is turning up and the people have been queuing, have been waiting all night on the street, start getting a bit, I was here first, and it all gets a bit elbowy.
All right.
And he just couldn't handle it. He's just too tired and malnutritioned and his back went. So it was good to give him a sausage sandwich and a sofa.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You should give him some other stuff beginning with S.
Yeah.
Give him a sausage sandwich and a sofa.
Yeah.
And a sarcophagus.
It was... I found it a very emotional day, actually.
Well, yesterday.
Sort of building, yeah, building to Windsor, I found it a very emotional day. But... It surprised me, actually. I thought you might watch it. Because I know you're not a big royalist, but I thought you might watch it.
I think that my wife would have watched it. My children were cynical, but I was a bit sad already for other reasons.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It didn't sound like a fun day.
No.
And I didn't feel, you know, as we were saying last week, there's nuance to the whole thing. It's not like I don't get that it's a big deal in history.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't, you know... respect Her Majesty, you know, it's sad when someone dies, but I was just personally, by yesterday, done with it.
That's fair enough.
It's been an incredible week, really long week, just so much stuff.
Absolutely.
In my life, so much stuff going
on. Right,
And it's just all against this backdrop of, and again, I think the thing, it's not the thing itself, it's the response. You know, they're basically things you normally graze on between the things of life, the TV and the radio and the internet, the social networks. Just constant, just the absolute barrage.
A
barrage of without any new information. So that when tiny things do happen, they become enormous. You know, like the queue was like first man on the moon.
There was something very...
Holly Willoughby's. Oh, God, I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
But there was something very... I don't know, I found it quite... it's obviously a cliche to say it's a very British thing, but there's something about people willing to do that that I did enjoy. I found myself watching it occasionally on live stream.
Yeah, yeah.
And, there was... But you're right, it served as a kind of collective trigger for the nation, for whatever it is, you know? Like, I knew people who's like, Mum had died last year, and... She found herself really thinking about it, and it's just a big, big portal to pour whatever you want to pour into, isn't it?
Well,
or not? Do you know what I mean? It's
up to you. Exactly. I mean, I felt like I was really sad about my dad this weekend because I went to Worcester, where he used to live, and it totally took me by surprise. And then, I'm sure you'd be thinking. Imagine anyone thinking, "Yeah, but you're probably being." Infected a little with the nation's grief and stuff, and I'm thinking, the mood I was in, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I went to Worcester.
Yeah.
It was just me and Worcester.
There's triggers everywhere. Yeah.
But anyway, it's all. And I was blooming. This is tiny, but talking of triggers, a cat got run over down a road last week.
Yeah.
We just went out one morning, my wife going off to work. All jolly, and then she's turned around. Started to cry, and there's this cat just lying in the road. Beautiful cat. It was quite early, and I said to her, "Don't worry, I sort it out." And a neighbour of mine got on the WhatsApp, and a neighbour came out, and actually, it's my neighbour Ed.
Yeah.
Every time, I feel like I know him quite well now. We just basically keep having adventures.
Right.
And I met him at my other neighbours, kind of, not Anthony, not pro Jubilee Street Party, as in we used the Jubilee as an excuse for a street party.
Yeah.
But it was decidedly Bunting free and a deeply, fairly debauched street party.
Yeah.
So I met him at that, like the only street party in my street's ever known. That was quite an adventure. The next time I saw him, I was lifting up a ladder over my head, like a giant ladder,
right,
trying to get it out of our kitchen window. And it was preposterous. You know, it was as much like a slapstick event,
right,
as you'd imagine. And then the time after that, our hire car fell apart in front of him as we were driving off on holiday.
It's like a sort of cartoon about the start of a friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we said like that literally when we came away from each other the other day, I said, well, I'll see you for the next adventure down the road. Because this time, good man, he stepped up and we sorted out this poor little cat.
Oh.
And that was... And I felt like with that, because I stepped up and I was all, yeah, let's sort it out. And he was too. I feel like I didn't, you know, on another day I'd have just been really upset.
Right.
And I think I swallowed those emotions quite badly.
Was the cat called Lilibet by any chance?
Yeah.
So you had a gig in Worcester. And also, lest we forget, this actually is sort of... Yeah, I had quite a bad fall on Saturday morning, which meant I couldn't do my gigs on Saturday night in Scarborough and Rotherham.
We've got to go. Chronological here, see, because you started writing with yesterday, and like I say, it's been an incredible week.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a shame because you had some good running.
Yes,
last week, as far as I know.
Yeah, I've had a good bit of run, but I fell over. Look, there's evidence there. Look.
Yeah, take a photo. I saw that.
That was worse.
Like under the compression socks.
Yeah, that was worse. Ooh. And then my wrist. I thought I'd re-broken my wrist, so I had to go to A&E.
So you were going up here at a fair lick and you tripped and slid?
Well, people say that. I wasn't really going a fair lick.
Right.
I was going quite slow, but I really fell fast.
Yeah, right.
You know when you fall fast, there's no even time to even think, oh no, it's
just
bang.
Just kind of flipped yourself down.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. It's like there's some kind of, what's the word, fulcrum situation.
Yeah, it's weird.
Where you kind of whack yourself on the floor, like when Deputy Dog finally loses his temper,
right,
and boffs the cartoon character. Yeah. You go like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, you're suddenly getting attacked by the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's down.
And then I went for a run the day after because it was just bruising.
Yeah.
I thought I'd re-broken it because my wrist has been broken a couple of times. I was just obsessed with not falling over.
Yeah.
You just get obsessed with it, don't you? Because it's so painful. You can, as you get older, you just don't want to fall anymore.
That's right.
And this route is lovely, but it's a bit fally, isn't it?
So do you mind being here again?
No, it's fine.
We're wrestling with our demons here.
It's fine, because I slayed it on Sunday. So tell me about Worcester then, because you went to do a gig and you put a park run in there.
Well, it's funny what we're saying about feeling out of step with, you know, me not properly engaging with where one is expected to be as a nation, because I did a tour of the Englishest of England.
Right.
On Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I am, first of all, after I'd laid this poor pussycat to rest, I went to Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Cheltenham. And you know,
Cheltenham's
that's
a good
nice.
Old gig. Yeah.
And
was that the Playhouse? Was it? What was
it's
it?
It's the Playhouse, which is Howler's Comedy.
Okay.
It used to be in the Town Hall, which we did.
Yeah, I've played it loads of times.
Yeah, but they've moved.
I was there fairly recently. Yeah, they've moved it now. Yeah.
Moved it to a lovely room.
Yeah, it's a lovely theatre.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
And saw good people up there: Jared Christmas, Finn Taylor, Keris,
yes,
Elms, and Eric McElroy.
Yeah, that's a nice gig.
And Paul.
Who runs it?
Yeah. Who runs it himself. And I stayed over at his house.
Oh, nice.
And the next day, I went for a fantastic, very doggish run around Cheltenham's green spaces. It was excellent.
I've never run around Cheltenham.
Oh, I ran down.
Lots to be done, is there?
I ran down. There's a lovely kind of, near where they live, there's a like narrow Victorian park that runs along a stream.
Yeah.
Really nice. And then up further up than there, there's a lake and a park by the big posh old place, which is the Pump House.
Right.
And then there's another lake and another park. And then I just went wandering off. It's just, it's a bit like around here, you know, there's lots of, but a little bit more kind of Victorian, a bit more Regency.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse you. And
have a bit of honour.
And listening to great music and in this really stunning place. I've got some great pictures. And then took myself out to lunch.
right.
In a very nice pub there. Because all I had to do was go to Worcester. It's only half an hour away.
They're quite nice those days, isn't it? Well, you know you've got somewhere to go, but it's not far.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I felt that way. I felt like I had a really nice day.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I had a pint at lunchtime. And then I went to Worcester, checked into my hotel.
You had a pint. That's quite rare, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a rare move.
Well, I just feel it was a bit of self-care. I was in quite a good place. I thought, here we go.
Just enjoy it.
This place is really nice. This craft ale pub with the vegan burgers.
Right.
So I had the vegan burger and I ordered myself a
nice
pilsner. And
that really makes me want to drink, because I don't drink beer. So
yeah,
for me...
You feel the context on that.
Yeah, I feel the context. But also there's a refreshing aspect to that. But yeah, for me, I don't associate booze with refreshments. Do you know what I mean? It's always linked with the act of slightly getting drunk.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Prosecco and orange is a bit poppy, but
yeah,
you're still getting drunk. But beer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it was lovely. I mean, you know, and I didn't overdo it. Having said that, like I say, I got to Worcester and... all of this was kind of woven around me watching myself on television.
Yes, and of course, House of Games, last week. Of course.
So I got to this.
And there's so much to talk about.
What a week.
I'm realising now.
Got to this slightly grim hotel in Worcester and had a bit of a minor hangover from drinking at lunchtime and being away on my own for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Watch this House bit of Games. Bit of ennui. Which I enjoyed. And then it finished. And I just thought, who cares though? You know what I mean? It was such a big deal for me. I've been waiting for it for months and looking
yes,
forward to
yeah, yeah, yeah.
sharing it with the world. Loads of good responses.
Of course.
It wasn't like I was alone, but equally, at this point, it's 6:30 on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing something else. You know, even my family and my mum, who would like win at 6:30 on Monday and Wednesday, they're like, oh, that's great, well done.
Yeah.
Friday night, they're busy.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're off doing other things.
And also slightly swallowed by world events as well.
And exactly. And, yeah, and I can't, how can I complain about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I...
you smashed the telly.
Going back up to go on the other side, because this lady's going up. Mm. Before we go down too far. Ooh, we're in the Ginnel, the Spinnel, the Ginster. That's what they call it where I grew up, the Ginster.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you threw the telly out the window?
No, I thought I'll go over to the gig.
Right.
That'll cheer me up. And I walked out into Worcester. I thought, oh, I know Worcester quite well. And then I realised I had this sudden memory dump. Of course, it was my mum and dad's nearest big town for a kind of obscure 10 years, not so very long ago, and yet in the dim and distant past.
Right.
You know, once I was a grown-up, when I was first going out with Julia, that's where my mum and dad lived, and I used to go up and do gigs, and I'd stay at their house more than once.
Nice.
My dad came and picked me up in Worcester late at night after a gig, like as if I was 14, you know?
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was 30 or 35, and it was just... Oh, it was so vivid, and it was such, just seemed like such a long time ago, like that whole life has gone. And I didn't... They weren't particularly happy memories of Worcester.
No, no. And, but it's chapters of life, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I was like being kicked in the soul, and it was cold. It was the first really cold evening of the autumn. And then we talked about this before we started recording. I went to the gig expecting a convivial situation tonight before to cheer me up. And without getting too deeply into it, the gig was a bit too thankless for that.
Right.
It got lovely in the end. But on arrival, there was
just a bit technically
all kinds of issues.
Right.
I wasn't up for it. So if you were on with me on Friday, and I seemed a bit grumpy, I can only apologise. So, yeah, I had a bit of a moment. And then I sort of knew that I would be all right, it'd be up and down, but I just wanted to come home, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 3 days away is a lot, isn't it?
That's right.
I've got that this week. I'm in Liverpool Thursday, Friday, and then Leeds on Saturday. It's just a big chunk to be away. Yeah, I'll be keen to get back.
And then, yeah, because the ups and downs continued. I can report on some running now, which is nice. Because, yeah, next
time. Seeming as this is a running podcast. Yes.
I mean, for goodness sake.
I was approximately 20 minutes in before they even mentioned running.
Talks about falling over. Doesn't really count. So, yeah, parkrun.
Yeah.
I ran to parkrun. In fact, I found out the gig in the end in Worcester was lovely, it must be said.
So it warmed up.
And I met the runners in the audience, and they were like, oh, you came to parkrun. I found out from them, I'd only heard of or found one parkrun that's called something like Worcester Woods or Worcester County Park parkrun.
Right.
Out east, quite traily.
But there's more.
And there's another one at Worcester Racecourse, which Worcester nice. Pitchcroft is called.
Fast and Flat.
Fast and Flat.
Yeah.
And when I got to Worcester Pitchcroft on Saturday morning, I just chose it because it was closer to the hotel, so a shorter run. And
Fast and Flat! Fast and Flat!
Well, also, the
good
other one
to see.
Was cancelled.
Right, okay.
So they're saying, well, we welcome good. Everyone here from
oh, well, that's great.
Worcester. But there was an excellent kind of tension.
Yeah.
Quite a underdog vibe at Worcester Pitchcroft. You'll notice that this parkrun is actually also quite good.
Right. Oh, really? Was it? Is it the poor relations? Like
apparently, for right. the about it. But it was lovely. And yeah, so it's at the race course.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, at least it's not on fire. Oh, it's that person over there. Did you see that video go on the internet?
What was that?
It's a guy. It's a very guy. He's obviously completely off his face, walking down the road with a pushchair in west of Scotland, and the pushchair is on fire.
Right. Was there any context for that?
The guy filming it is in a car. I saw it without what's sound at first. Put the sound on. And the guy in the car saying behind the camera phone saying, What are you doing?
I'm going for a walk.
And the guy says, fire.
Cost of living crisis.
It is funny how performative people who are on the fringes of society can be.
Yeah.
That was an incredible thing. Such a situationist moment. This pushchair on fire. It's like that guy, one very hot day years and years ago, I was in Oxford. And I think we were on the roof chatting because it's really hot, several floors up.
Yeah.
Above the centre of Oxford. And we just gradually became aware of this sound. So that's a weird sound. And we went and peered down into the street below. And really busy, sunny day, tourists thronging the streets. And there was one guy, he looked like a rocker. He was wearing like a metal t-shirt and black trousers, long, long hair. You know, like a roadie had fallen on hard times.
Right, yeah.
Barefoot.
All right.
He's shuffling along the street.
That's him, telling detail. Yeah.
And every 10, 12 paces, he stopped, looked up at the sky, and went, I mean,
character,
it's kind of fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's really found something. Anyway,
hard
hope he's okay.
To mark it, though. Yeah.
Worcester Racecourse. I didn't even really realise until now how much my dad, moving near to Worcester late in his career, was attached to the fact that he was quite the sportsman.
Right.
Between the cricket and the horse racing.
Yes.
He was...
Nice, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like, you know, I don't know, if I went to the town where The Cure and Robert De Niro lived.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you run around the course. It's really good. You run
on the grass.
Yeah, there's like there's a path that runs solidly up one side. Right. But it's quite bumpy. You've got to watch out. They had someone fall over there recently and hurt himself.
Right.
So they warn you about that.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thank you. But there's a pavement beyond the trees there and also grass next to it. So I started off on this grass and that was bumpy too. And then you run right down to the south end of the track and turn right, and then you go across it on like the, you know, where you see the cars and things go across.
All right, okay.
There's like a wood chippy bit and a fake grass bit that horses must run across. And then you turn right in front of the stands, and then you're on a lovely tarmac, woody trees on either side path, and you come out next to River Severn.
Sounds lovely.
It's really good, and it must be a about a 3K lap.
Right.
Because you go around twice.
Yeah.
And the second time, you don't quite get all the way around.
Right.
It feels, though, because it's a big lap, you know, you think, that's one lap, we'll do another lap. But of course, if you've done any other park runs, you know, it's a pretty major lap.
And how many people were we looking at?
400 or 500, I think. Cause
wow.
The other one was...
Because the amalgamation, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Really nice scene, very easygoing, nice people.
Yeah.
And, I just thought, try and run it fast and...
Cool.
Be...
Sorry,
thank you. And be aware of it, you know, try and run a slightly more sensible fast run than that half the other week.
Set off a bit steady fast as opposed to
when I set off fast, but just aware that it was fast, probably going about as fast as I could, but not pretending to myself that I wasn't. And then feeling it coming in, you know, feeling that it was a cold morning, feeling yourself warming up, start to sweat.
Yeah.
And then a real awareness of the course.
I just got stretched by this, just got stretched my calf out.
Then these two guys passed me. They were brilliant pacing.
Right.
I was never quite sure if they weren't at the comedy gig the night before, but they didn't say anything, so they probably weren't. Or maybe they're just too busy running.
Yeah.
But they were fantastic the way they overtook, made it look easy, and I just knew I'd never catch them.
Right.
There would have been about...
There's no coming back.
Halfway round.
No coming back from that lot, yeah.
And yeah, I'm behind them, within a few feet of them forever. Right. And there's no overtaking them. And there's another guy they overtook as well, and I paced off him, but I never caught him either. But I held, you know, and I didn't really feel it until, I don't know, 80% of the thing. And then after that, I really hung in there. And the brilliant finish is it just comes in a bit like the old Highbury Field finish. You just come in off the path and come across the grass.
Right.
Just above the edge of the actual horse track. But it's coming across the grass.
Yeah.
It's a tough finish.
Yeah.
Which is really good, particularly when you are trying to put your foot down. And I met a...
And so did you put your foot down?
Yeah, I did.
Did you put the hammer to the metal?
I met a nice guy at the finish there who was all... Everyone was... You know, everyone had really gone for it. It's a good... I think people do... It's kind of self-perpetuating.
Right.
You know, it is fast and flat.
Yeah.
And as a result, up the front there, there's a load of people running really hard.
Yeah.
Trying to get good times. And I met a nice guy who just got a PB. Just gone under...
Oh, that's nice.
I don't remember what he'd done, but I think he'd just gone under something. And, he'd definitely just gone under something.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know what I'd done, but I felt good about the run. But it was just my second fastest this year.
Yeah.
So
nice. Really nice, with
20:32 at Highbury Fields.
A little fillip for your confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, he went really well too.
Yeah, whole fillip confidence.
Particularly considering his low stature.
Yeah.
Good little fillip. Confidence. Yeah, and then I went to Devon.
For a gig?
I was doing a gig in Torrington.
And how was that? That was Sunday night, was it?
Saturday night.
Right, okay.
And the journey was fairly painless until I got to Barnstaple, where I was had to get to Torrington by bus.
Right.
Before then I had to go
It's not great infrastructure on there, is it? That's getting around my ends in Devon,
And I used sat-nav to get to the Travelodge, and the sat-nav puts you on a... I've got caught on that one. Sorry, thanks. I've got to check my recorder because something got caught.
Okay, cool. All right, no worries.
I don't think it was the wire.
Have you got some PBs? Awesome. Let's do those.
Okay. Can you see that?
Yes, I can, yes.
Peebies, peebies, peebies.
Peebies. Crumpets, iceberg, ham.
No, no, that's the wrong list.
PBs. Nicola Cartledge.
Another PB for Nicola Cartledge.
Yeah. She's on a run of them, isn't she?
Run of them.
Hilly Fields Park run, 23 minutes and 54.
Nicola's doing York. She went for a long run with her friends who were doing London on Sunday, day after that PB, and then had to run further than them because they're tapering and she's not yet. Right. So that's good. That's good for the spirits.
Solid weekend.
Also, that's Hilly Fields Park run, and we know that is a Hilly Park run. So great work.
And this is here.
Oh, that's Black Sheep. Sorry, right, Black Sheep. We don't know your name.
Okay, cool. After 5 years, she did the Lake Vinroy half marathon in 87 minutes and 47 seconds.
That's a PB. Well done. That's after fantastic. 5 years without a PB.
Incredible. Well done. Great really, to feel really that improvement. Really good work. GB Sticks, friend of the show. Robin Hood, 100 miles PB. Is it the first time under 24?
I don't know.
It's under 24 hours, and it's 23 hours, 33 minutes, and 47
so
seconds.
So comfortably under 24 hours.
Mate,
that is
massive
really
congratulations.
Something.
What an achievement. Now that I've just dipped my idiotic toe into her ultras, I'm starting to realise what an achievement that is. So. John Lewis.
Yep. Took a break from sorting out the Christmas advert. Yeah. John must love this comedy. Yeah.
Sort of recoiling from slightly under par profits last year, but found the time to run in... He hasn't designated which part run.
No.
But a PB of 22 minutes and 30 seconds. Well done, John. Great to see those PBs. And good luck, John Lewis. We await the advert.
Yeah, we want to know what you're going to cover in a high voice. Jesse. What about Bob the Builder, but sung by some girl in the falsetto? Can we fix it?
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.